Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And on this episode, we are doing another one of our At This Theater episodes where we look at the musical history of one of the great Broadway theaters. And this time it is the Long Acre Theater, which was built by producer-manager H.H. Frazee, who also, by the way, owned the Boston Red Sox baseball team at the time. And it was designed by famed theater architect Henry B. Hertz with a French neoclassical style exterior and a Beaux-Arts style interior. It is one of four Schubert-owned Broadway theaters that were designed by Hertz. The Long Acre opened in 1913 with a play called Are You a Crook? Which was the very first production. It only lasted 13 performances and it starred Marguerite Clark. And later that same year, it saw its very first musical, which was called Aioli. It opened in December of 1913. Only ran 24 performances, and as I said, it was the very first musical to play there. It was by Robert Chambers, William Frederick Peters, and Ben Teal. Now, Frazee soon found himself in some financial difficulties, and the Long Acre went through several owners after that before finally being purchased by the Astor Theater Incorporated, which was a subsidiary of the Schuberts, and that was in 1919. And the Schuberts have continued to operate the Long Acre Theater since then. Now, it's called the Long Acre Theater because Long Acre Square is what it was named after at the time, and that's what Times Square is known as now. So Times Square was originally known as Long Acre Square, thus the name the Long Acre Theater. With 1,077 seats, the Long Acre is considered a small to mid-sized Broadway theater, which was attractive to legitimate plays and less so to big musicals, especially in later years as the cost of musicals rose. The economics of turning a profit in a theater the size of the Long Acre didn't make a lot of sense. It certainly has had a stellar list of stars grace its stage in plays over the many decades, including John and Ethel Barrymore, Jessica Tandy, Zero Mostel, Ossie Davis, Al Pacino, John Gielgud, and even a very young Clark Gable back in 1929. But we're here to talk about the musicals that have played in the Long Acre. And in 1917, we would see the first of the real notable musicals to play the Long Acre, and it was called Leave It to Jane, which opened in August of 1917 for 167 performances, which was a very good run back in those days, with a score by Jerome Kern and P.G. Wodehouse. It was a college musical. We do not have a cast recording of Leave It to Jane, because back in 1917, it was very unusual for there to be cast recordings. But we do have a 1959 off-Broadway cast recording that's very true to the original score. So we're going to hear two selections from Leave It to Jane. We're going to hear Dorothy Greener and the girls singing Cleo Patterer, and Gene Allen and Angelo Mango and the girls with The Sun Shines Brighter from Leave It to Jane.
Beside the Nile, a famous queen there dwelt. Her clothes were few but full of style, her figure trim and spelt. On every man that wandered by, she gave the Theodobara eye. And everyone observed with awe that her work was swift but never wrong. I'd be like Cleopatra I could have my way. Each man she met, she went and kissed, and she dozens on her waiting list. I wish that I had been there beside the pyramid. For a girl today don't get the scope that Cleopatra did. And when she tired, as girls will do, of or Jack or Jim, his friends all knew the time had come to say goodbye to him. She couldn't stand by any means reproachful, stormy farewell scenes. To such coarse stuff she would not stoop, so she just put poison in his soup. When out with Cleopatra, men always made their wills. They knew there was no time to waste when the gumbo had that funny taste. They take her hand and squeeze it and murmur, oh, you kid, you bet they never started to feed till Cleopatra did. She did new dances now and then, the kind that make you blush. And when she did them, scores of men got injured in the crush. They'd stand there gaping in a line and watch her agitate her spine. It simply used to knock them flat when she went like this. And she went like... Dancing Cleopatra was always on the spot. She gave those poor Egyptian ginks something else to watch beside the Sphinx. Mark Anthony admitted that the thing that made him skid was the wibbly wobbly wriggly dance that Cleopatra did.
Stubby, I believe it is your picture I want on my bureau after all.
Oh, why bother with the prospectus when you can have the goods?
I'm so happy life doesn't seem the same. You can't see it, but inside I'm all aflame. I haven't felt this way since once I sunk a 10-foot putt, which I needed to win the game. Oh, the sun shines brighter than it used to, and the world becomes worthwhile. Little Dickie Birdie sing the wedding march, and nature seems to smile. The breeze in the trees brings a scent of orange blossom, and the skies turn soft and blue. When there's no one round except the man you love, and the shines brighter than it used to, and the world becomes worthwhile. Little Dickie Bird, he sings the wedding march, the nature seems to smile. The breeze in the trees brings a scent of orange blossoms, and the skies turn soft and blue. When there's no one round except the man you love, and the man you
simply gotta sing. I'll break records when I run to buy the ring. I don't know who the fella was who first invented life, but he started a darn good thing.
Oh, the sun shines brighter than it used to, and the world becomes a worthwhile. Little Dickie Bird, he sing the wedding march, and nature seems to smile. The breeze in the trees brings a scent of orange blossoms, and the skies turn soft and blue. When there's no one around except the man you love, and the man you love you.
Even after the success of Leave It to Jane, the musicals that followed at the Longacre would be few and forgettable titles, such as Pitter Patter in 1920, which, by the way, would be the Broadway debut of James Cagney, Easy Mabel in 1922, Little Jesse James in 1923, which actually would prove to be a pretty big hit at 385 performances, a show called Moonlight in 1924, then Mercenary Mary in 1925. The 1930s and 1940s weren't much better, with the theater only housed two musicals during that time period, Strip Girl in 1935 and the review Let Freedom Sing in 1942, with a score by Harold Rome, which we mentioned in last week's episode as we looked at the musicals of Harold Rome. From 1943 to 1953, WOR leased the Longacre Theater as a radio and television playhouse, so it was completely empty of plays and or musicals for that entire decade period. Now, after WOR ended their lease, Plays were back in full force at the Longacre, with musicals barely making a dent. The first thing to play there after WRR left was in 1955. It was a revue show called Almost Crazy, starring Kay Medford, with songs by Portia Nelson, Raymond Taylor, and James Shelton, that only lasted 16 performances. Then we have to leap all the way to 1971 for the next musical, which was Frank Merriwell, or Honor Challenged, with a score by Skip Redwine and Larry Frank, starring Larry Ellis, Peter Shawn, and Neva Small. And it's famous because it opened and closed on the same night, only ran one performance. Then in 1977, the Longacre housed a revival of Jesus Christ Superstar that lasted 96 performances. But then the lack of musicals sort of looked like it was going to end in 1978, because there was a big hit, finally a big musical hit, that opened in May of 1978 at the Longacre, and that was Ain't Misbehavin', which lasted ultimately 1,604 performances. It was such a big hit, it won three Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It was such a big hit that it moved from the Longacre ultimately to the Plymouth Theater and the Belasco Theater during its run. So hopefully this was going to turn around the use of the Longacre for musicals. We're going to hear three selections from Ain't Misbehavin' right now. We're going to hear Ken Page and Nell Carter doing Honeysuckle Rose. Then we'll hear Andre DeShields, Armelia McQueen in the cast with That Ain't Right. And we'll hear Charlene Woodard with Keepin' Out of Mischief Now from Ain't Misbehavin'.
Have no use for other sweets of any kind since the day you came around. One look and I instantly made up my mind. Sweeter sweetness can't be found. You're so sweet, can't be beat. Nothing sweeter ever stood on feet. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. Well, I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and you and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. Now you're my sugar. So sweeter when you stir up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honey, oh, suckle rose.
Every honeybee feels with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows.
Well, I don't blame them either, baby.
Cause you are my honey. I'll suckle rose.
Now hush your mouth.
When me a passing by, those flowers, they just droop inside.
Droop inside.
And we both know the reason why.
Why? Why?
You're much too sweet, goodness knows. Oh, and you're my honey. Oh, suckle rose.
Don't buy sugar.
Uh-huh. You just have to touch my cup now.
Now you're my sugar.
So, so sweet, oh, when you're stirring up. When I'm a-taking sips
person.
Nothing wrong with me, babe. Nothing at all.
Oh, baby, baby, what is the matter with you?
One never knows. Do one.
You got the world in a jug.
Yeah, but where's the stopper?
Got nothing to do.
You hear that mess? She's always lame.
Yeah, well, listen. Told you,
what?
You be the death of me.
Yeah, you told me that.
And when I'm always with you, I get the third degree.
Now let it tell these fools anything, but tell me the truth. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
That you're taking all my money and going out having yourself a ball.
I was born balling. Your number.
Oh, you did?
I got this big hello.
Oh, yes, 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 I remember.
Now, I know you got a big voice, but I swear it ain't that low.
Teller.
You did.
I had my fortune told.
What she said?
She said you didn't love me. All you wanted was my gold.
Ha! She was right. How she know?
Oh, that ain't right at all.
Everybody needs a little gold, baby.
That you're taking all my money and going out having yourself a bar.
Suffer!
A movie show. If you are not at my side, I just stay home by my radio. But I am satisfied. All my flirting days are gone on the level from now on. Keeping out of mischief now. Really, I'm in love and how I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see. You're the only one for me. Keeping out of mischief now. excitement now. Books are my best company. All my opinions have changed somehow. I'm old-fashioned as can be. There's a thrill in solitaire. So I'm keeping out a list of now. Really, I'm in love and I have told them in advance they can't break up.
Sadly, Ain't Misbehavin' seemed to be a fluke in the success of musicals at the Longacre, since it was followed over the next 20 years by only a handful of musicals, and they were all pretty much flops. In 1979, we had the eight-performance flop, But Never Jam Today, which was an all-black version of Alice in Wonderland. Then in 1985, we had Harrigan and Hart, which got a Tony nomination for its book by Michael Stewart. The score was by Max Showalter and Peter Walker. Only lasted four performances, but it did star Harry Groener, Christine Ebersole, and Mark Hamill from Star Wars. Then we had 1987's 85 performance musical Don't Get God Started, with a score by Marvin Winans, starring Giancarlo Esposito, Chip Fields, B.B. Winans, and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Then in 1999, there was a 17 performance review show called The Gershwin's Fascinating Rhythm, which featured an all-star lineup of Sara Ramirez, Patrick Wilson, Adrian Lennox, and Orfei, among many others. Then in 2007 and 2008, the Schuberts hired architect Michael Kostow to oversee a multi-million dollar restoration of the theater to restore plaster work and architectural details. They expanded all the amenities for the patrons. They fixed the sight lines. They cleaned up the exterior. And maybe all the Longacre really needed to change its fortune in terms of attracting musicals to the theater was this sprucing up, because what came next was still plenty of successful plays, because during all this time, plays were still using the Longacre all the time, but musicals were now just as likely to book the theater too. Not all would be hits or award winners, but the Longacre was now on the radar for any producer bringing a musical to Broadway. And that turned around in 2010 with the revival of La Cage aux Folles. Now, it was the second revival of La Cage aux Folles, and it was coming from London, where they had kind of stripped it down and made it a little bit of a grittier version of La Cage aux Folles. A smaller scale, thus the smaller theater, the Longacre, fit this production perfectly. This revival starred Kelsey Grammer, of course, from TV's Frasier, and from London, Douglas Hodge played the lead, and he won a Tony Award for this. It also won Tony Awards for Best Revival and Best Director. It was up for 11 Tonys that season, and it was a hit lasting 433 performances. We're going to hear Doug Hodge and the cast with a little more mascara, and then Kelsey and Douglas Hodge will sing Song on the Sand from the revival of La Cage aux Folles.
Once again, I'm a little depressed by the tired old face that I see. Once again, It is time to be someone who's anyone other than me. With a rare combination of girlish excitement and manly restraint, I position my precious assortment of powders and pencils and paint. So whenever I feel that my place in the world is beginning to crash, I apply one great stroke of mascara to my rather limp upper lash. And I can cope again. Good God, there's hope again. When life is a real bitch again, and my old sense of humor has up and gone, it's time for the big switch again. I put a little more mascara on when I count my crow's feet again. And tired of this perpetual marathon, I put down the drum seat again and put a little more mascara on. And everything sparkle dust, bugle beads, ostrich plumes, when it's a beaded lash that you look through. 'Cause when I feel glamorous and elegant and beautiful, the world that I'm looking at, beautiful too. When my little road has a few bumps again, and I need something level to lean upon, I put on my sling pumps again. And wham! This ugly duckling is a swan. So when my spirit starts to sag, I hustle out my highest dragon, put on it all, not with gold on. Oh, oh. And everything's ankle straps, marabou, Shalimar. It's worth sucking in my gut, curdling my rear. 'Cause everything's ravishing and sensual and fabulous when Albany's tucked away and Zaza is here. Oh, bonsoir! When everything slides down the old tubes again, and when my self-esteem has begun to drift, I strap on my fake boobs again and literally give myself a lift. So when it's cold and when it's bleak, I simply rouge the other cheek, for I can face another day in slip-on satin lingerie to make depression disappear. Screw some rhinestones on my ear, put my necklace and tiara and a little more mascara.
That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met a fellow with a concertina, sang, what was the song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. I heard la da 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 da, as we walked on the sand. I heard la da da da, I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da, and I'm young and in love. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da. Da, da, da. And I'm young and in love.
Oh, shoot. You play my heart like a concertina. Is that a poet? I'm not sure about the crash of the waves, this being the Mediterranean. But basically, you're correct. This is all about love. This wedding, not jealousies, old wounds. Sir Sybil can come, and the three of us will bear witness to our son's marriage together, hand in hand, in hand.
Alban, there's something else I have to tell you.
George, I'll be late for the second show.
Alban, please, I have to
later,
tell you something.
Sherry. I mustn't keep my audience waiting.
Tonight, for the first time in his life, he has to be on time. Oh, Alban, you're still a surprise. I hear la da da da. And I'm young and in love.
In 2013, the Longacre was the home of First Date, a musical by the book by Austin Winsberg and score by Alan Zachary and Michael Weiner. And of course, it is exactly what the title says it is. It's a musical about a first date. It's a blind date where the stars of the show are Zachary Levi and Krista Rodriguez, who have been set up on a blind date. And it is all about that evening at a restaurant where they are kind of feeling each other out. And we have supporting characters played by a cast that take the characters of their friends and the wait staff at the restaurant. It's a show that ran 174 performances and has now been produced all over the country. We're going to hear from the show right now. We're going to hear Zachary and Krista singing First Impressions, and then Blake Hammond will sing I'd Order Love from The Resident at the Longacre Theater, First Date.
So, do you agree with Kevin? About what?
Am I really cute?
What? You can't just ask me that.
Why not? You said you were an open book. So, am I?
She's a little artsy. She's hip and cool. She's just like all those girls that ignored me all through school. She's kinda indie and pretty hot. She's a lot like all the things that I am not. There's some Asian symbol tattooed on her wrist. She's got the kind of look that says, "Hello world, I'm pissed." She's sorta hostile. Her guns are drawn. Is it weird or just screwed up that I'm turned on? But that's just a first impression. I could be totally wrong. It's only a first impression. And maybe she's a stuffy and conservative, way uptight girl who's still a virgin, never goes past second base, suppressing every single urge until she marches down the aisle and finally ties the knot. She could want a giant family, be an opera devotee, hell, even have a PhD. Yes, that's who she could be.
I'm waiting.
Yes, you're very pleasant looking.
Pleasant looking?
No, I mean, attractive, desirable, stunningly beautiful. How about D? All of the above? And what adjectives would you use to describe me?
He's a bit annoying and overdressed. He's got the kind of eye that says, "Look at me, I'm stressed." Really, there are just so many adjectives to choose from, I wouldn't even know where to start. Probably likes to cuddle. Long walks in the park. Harley hits the gym and makes his money dealing crack to wealthy kids in private schools who treat him like a god. He could kick some ass just like Bruce Lee, engage in online piracy, and not take any shit from me. Yes, that's who he could.
That's who she could.
That's who she could be. But that's just a first impression. I could be totally wrong. It's only a first impression. And though the impression is strong, it never can hurt to question. No, I doubt this will lead to romance.
Sometimes the ones who seem great are a nightmare to date.
Either way, I've been burned,
but the one thing I've learned is oftentimes first impressions
are worth the second glance.
It's worth the second glance.
Second glance.
For the second glance.
I've made my career as a waiter, and my job, well, it never gets old. I've seen romances bloom, wild affairs meet their doom, every night some new sight to behold. Yet I find as I wait on my tables and serve them their baskets of bread, I can't help but think as they pick out a drink of what I would order instead. I'd order love, delicious, well-seasoned and rare. I'd order love, a big enough portion to share. Bring me all of the heartache, a small side of woe, that flavor of longing that I long to know. I don't need a menu, just someone to care for my heart. Yes, I'd order love, there's no better dish to start. I'd order love, that's spicy and steaming and hot. Oh,
so juicy it just hits the spot. Ba-da-ba-da-pow-pow! A grave night's full of passion, all drizzled with lust. Breakfast in bed is an absolute must. Then bring on the marriage, but don't top it off with divorce. Yes, side or the love, it's the very best second course. I'm tired of always observing loving couples all dreamy and sweet. For years I've been patiently waiting. When's it gonna be my time to eat? This lack of attention's unnerving. I fear that I'm losing my grip. If Cupid keeps up this substandard service, I'm screwing him out of his tip. He don't get no tip. With hurt, 'cause at least I could savor the way that it feels to not eat alone for each one of my meals. There's a lot on the menu, I'd have something else if I could, but I don't love, 'cause there's nothing else on earth that tastes so good. Mmm, it tastes so good. Oh, so very good. So good, so good.
We're looking at the history of musicals at the Longacre Theater. And as I said, starting in 2010, we had a whole string of musicals that started to use the Longacre as their home, because at that point, musical theater producers were starting to look at the Longacre as a viable house for musicals. Most of them tended to be not the big, huge, splashy extravaganzas. We had the pared-down revival of La Cage aux Folles. We had the much smaller musical First Date. And then we had another relatively small, medium-sized musical, Allegiance, which came into the Longacre in 2015. It lasted 111 performances by Jay Kwow, Lorenzo Tione, and Mark Aceto, starring Telly Leung, Leah Salonga, and George Takei. Tells the story of the Kimura family during the Japanese-American internment of World War II. It's based on the personal experiences of George Takei. It's about the Kimura family who are forced to leave their farm in Salinas, California, and are sent to the Heart Mountain Relocation Center in Wyoming. It originated at the Old Globe in San Diego before moving to the Longacre Theater. We're going to hear two selections from it right now. We're going to hear Telly Leung and Katie Rose Clark singing With You, and then Leah Salonga will sing Higher from Allegiance.
I cannot be with you, though it breaks my heart. A world at war divides us, and so, darling, we remain apart. But when I close my eyes, it's only you I see. You're in my arms, and once again, you're dancing here with me. With you, I'd be better. With you, I'd be true.
In our way, unless we find some other place where day is night and night is day, I would take us there.
How beautiful it seems.
Just close your eyes and suddenly we're dancing in our dreams.
Dancing in our dreams. With you, I'd
I'd spend each one with you. With you I'd be better if nobody knew.
With you,
with you,
with you,
with you,
with you,
with you. I cannot be.
There once was a little girl playing on a swing set, one her grandpa built by the sycamore tree near the rusty farmyard gate. And while her mama pinned the laundry, the little girl would cry out loud, "Push me higher, push me higher, push me, I can't wait." Her mama would push a couple times, but there was laundry still to do. So she learned to use her own strength, pull her own weight, push on through. To swing higher, higher than before, higher, but scared to reach for something more. Higher, higher towards the sky, until the day she bent to kiss her mama a last goodbye. There once was a little boy who loved that swing set. He had a licorice twist from the store in town and two knobby skinned up knees. While his sister pinned the laundry, that little boy would cry out loud, "Push me higher, push me higher, push me, pretty please." The girl would push a couple times, but there was laundry still to do. Then she watched amazed as suddenly he pulled his own way through. To swing higher, higher than she dared, higher. He flew so high but wasn't scared. Higher, he could touch the sky. Right then she knew that he would also one day tell her goodbye. So sure, was it something never taught to her? How the years pass quickly by, that girl's a woman still afraid to try. Is it too late to start again? Get back that feeling I had then. But now my life is upside down. There's no more farm, there's no more town, and no use asking why. But I won't let it pass. So
Next up is a musical that would prove to be one of the longest-running hit musicals to last at the Longacre, and that is A Bronx Tale, which opened in December of 2016 with a book by Chaz Palminteri and a score by Alan Menken and Glenn Slater. It began as an autobiographical one-man show for Chaz Palminteri about his life growing up in New York and the temptations of organized crime or following the path of his hardworking father. It was then turned into a film starring Palminteri and Robert De Niro, who also directed the movie, and was now a stage musical co-directed by De Niro along with Jerry Zaks. And although it wasn't nominated for any Tony Awards that season, it certainly was a hit with audiences, running a very impressive 700 performances with a terrific cast. We're going to hear from them right now. We're going to hear Bobby Conte and Ariana DeBose before West Side Story and before her Oscar singing Out of Your Head, and Nick Cordero singing One of the Great Ones from A Bronx Tale.
Am I the only one who sees those lips, that hair, those eyes that knock me to my knees? Don't look at her, they find out, they'll laugh at you for sure. What's it matter? She's not one of us. And you're just out of your head if you think that this ever could. Happen to guys like me.
That boy right there, I see him everywhere I go. He smiles and stares. Could it be more? I just don't know.
No, don't be stupid.
Told myself a million times before.
The chance would never come again. I say a prayer, take one deep breath and count to 10. Then I know it. Something tells me she must feel the same. See, don't blow it. Simply ask her name. I must be out of my head, but I've got it as bad as can be. God help me, she is so fine, but it's crossing a line. Girls like her don't happen. Girls like her can't happen. Girls like her don't happen to guys like me.
There's a kind of a girl who can send your heart whirling away. But those are the kind you don't happen to find every day. You'll meet smart ones and tough ones, just good enough ones. They're fine, kid, go out there, enjoy. But in all of your life, you get only three shots at the real McCoy. And this one could be one of the great ones. This one could be one of the ones you won't forget. If the stars in her eyes make your confidence rise like a rocket that's ready to blow, then she might be one of your great ones. Don't let her go. Now you know instantly when one of your three comes along, 'cause she gazes at you and it's like you can do nothing wrong. All the sweet ones, the slight ones, the close but not quite ones, with them you just get what you see. But the great ones, kid, what they're showing you is the man you could be. And this girl could be one of the great ones. This one could be one of the ones on who you bet. Do you fly off the rails with the wind in your sails? Whenever she sends you a glance, then she might be one of your great ones. Don't blow your chance. Yeah, this one could be one of the great ones. Yeah, this one could be one of the ones you won't regret. Smiling at you like she knows you'll come through and makes you believe it somehow, then kid, you found one of those great ones. Go to her now. Go to her now. Kid, go to her now. Yeah, this one could be one of those great ones. This one could be one of the ones you won't regret. Let your three slip away and you'll wonder one day if maybe, if only, but oh, you don't forget one of your great ones. Trust me, I know. Trust me, I know.
And while The Bronx Tale didn't receive any Tony nominations, the next resident of the Longacre did receive 7 Tony nominations, including musical actor, 2 Best Actress nominations, 1 for score, 1 for book. And it was The Prom, with a book by Bob Martin and Chad Begelin, scored by Begelin and Matthew Sklar, starring Beth Level, Brooks Osmanskas, Christopher Sieber, Angie Schwarr, and Caitlin Kinnunen. Musical follows 4 Broadway actors who've just had their show in New York collapse as they travel to, they're looking for some relevance in the world, and they travel to a conservative town in Indiana to help a lesbian student who's been banned from bringing her girlfriend to the high school prom. The musical had had a tryout at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta in 2016 before premiering at the Longacre in October of 2018, where it ran for 309 performances. We're going to hear Beth Level in the cast with It's Not About Me, and then Caitlin Kinnunen and the cast will sing Unruly Heart from The Prom.
I want to tell the people of whatever this town's called. I know what's going on here, and frankly, I'm appalled. I read 3/4 of a new story and knew I had to come. And unless I am doing the medical worker, I won't play blind to death. and your oppression won't get past this Broadway star. Stealing the rights of a girl who is an LGBTQ teen. I've been far too angry to Google what those letters mean. But it's not about me. It's about poor
Emma.
Emma, for can't you see the raw deal she's been dealt? So hear my plea, or here's your next dilemma. How do you silence a woman who's known for her belt?
Sing it, Eleanor!
Her belt! But it's not about me. Get them out of here, now! Go on and threaten to riot. It won't faze me in the least. I understand the furious townfolk. I did Beauty and the Beast. I'm no stranger to slander, so my dear, you're not alone. The Post once said I was too old to play Ava Perone. Ava Perone! But it is not about me. It's Emma's story, damn it. Equality should be this country's norm. No photography unless you Instagram it. Use hashtag DD takes local yokels by storm. But it's not about me. I didn't come here to make a scene, but I know how Emma's heart aches. And this is how actors intervene through fiery songs and dance breaks. But it's not about me. Although I'm rich and famous, publicity is not my final goal.
Call security.
You needn't be some backwoods ignoramus. Join me and we'll start fighting. Could I get softer lighting? Wait, this
can conform, fitting the norm, flaunting their love for all to see. I tried to change, thinking how easy life could be. I just kept on failing. I guess that was a sign that there wasn't much hope for this unruly heart of mine. Then you came along, and right or wrong, feelings began to overflow. We had to hide, thinking that no one else could know. And not having you near me was where I drew the line. So I had to conceal this poor unruly heart of mine. And though I don't know how or when, but somehow I learned to see, no matter what the world might say, this heart is the best part of me. So fears all in the past, fading so fast, I won't stay hidden anymore. I'm who I am, and I think that's worth fighting for. And nobody out there ever gets to define the life I'm meant to lead with this unruly heart of mine.
Hi, Emma. Loved your video. Where do I start?
I think my parents always knew.
Nothing made sense until him.
She's the best thing in my life. The only good thing.
But we're always hiding.
You're not the only one. And though I don't know how or when,
but somehow I learned to see.
No matter what the world might say, this heart is the best part of me.
As I said, because of the size of the Long Acre Theater, it's ideal for kind of medium-sized to small musicals. And next up, we have definitely a small musical with only 7 people in the cast. It is The Lightning Thief, which opened in October of 2019 for 95 performances. Book by Joe Trax and score by Rob Rokicki. Starred Chris McCarroll as Percy Jackson. Percy Jackson is a 12-year-old boy who discovers that he's a demigod and goes on a quest to find Zeus's lightning bolt that's been missing to prevent a war between the Greek gods. The show had a very wild history, premiering off-Broadway in 2014, then it set off on a national tour. Then it went through a complete rewrite and had an off-Broadway revival in 2017 before heading off on another national tour in 2019. And then this engagement at the Long Acre was a 16-week limited engagement that was at the end of that second national tour. We are going to hear from it right now. We're going to hear Chris McCarroll and the cast singing Good Kid, and then Kristen Soakes will sing My Grand Plan from The Lightning Thief.
6 schools in 6 years, been kicked out of every place. Everything I ever do is wrong, never find where I belong. Everybody on my case. The same old story, the same old song. Don't act up, don't act down, be strong. I keep my head down, I keep my chin up, but it ends up all the same. With back your back, Percy, you're always to blame. I never try to do anything, I never mean to hurt anyone. I try to be a good kid, a good son. But no one ever will take my side. All I ever do is take a fall. I swear that I'm a good kid. Guess I'm good for nothing at all. Babe was a world-class jerk. Dad was never there. The only family that really mattered. Well, she vanished into the air, and now I finally find a haven someplace safe where I can stay till it's back your back, Percy. Now go away. I never try to do anything, I never mean to hurt anyone. I swear that I'm a good kid. Yeah, Percy, that's a good one. But no one ever will tell. Yeah.
guess I'm good for nothing at all. The school's in 6 years, every battle, every day. No one ever tells me that they're proud. No one asks me, Percy, how'd you like to come around and stay? Or you get our bad grades and a bum rap and a bad rap and a good smack and no friends and no hope and no mom. She's taken away. I swear I never stole anything. I never meant to hurt anyone. I swear that I'm a good kid. A good kid who's had a bad run. All I need is one last chance to prove I'm good enough for someone. I'm good enough for someone. I'm good enough for someone.
You know the only gift my mom ever gave me? A hat that makes you invisible. You put it on and no one can see you. Seemed appropriate. I've always been a smart girl. Always made the grade, always got the gold star. I've always been a smart girl. A smart girl only gets a girl so far. You win at every single game. You want a quest, they tell you tough. If you don't go, you'll never know if you'll ever be good enough. My grand plan is that I will be remembered. My grand plan, just you wait. From a fight, always been a tough girl. Cause most girls never win if they're polite. So me, I tend to stand my ground. I found I never can give in. It may not be my quest, but maybe it's mine to win. My grand plan is that I will be remembered. My grand plan, just to wait and see. You better
Now, The Lightning Thief closed in late 2019 after 95 performances, and it was replaced by Diana, the musical about Princess Diana, that was set to open in March of 2020 at the Longacre. As I said, it was based on the life of Princess Diana premiered at La Jolla Playhouse, actually in March of 2019, to mostly negative reviews, but the producers and creative team still had their sights set on getting to Broadway and opening there. And like I said, it was about to open in March of 2020 when the pandemic shut everything down. During the pandemic, the show was filmed in the theater using COVID protocols with no audience to be eventually released on Netflix in October of 2021. And the show itself would finally open the following month in November of 2021 and was again greeted with pretty terrible reviews across the board. It only lasted 34 performances, but during that time, it certainly developed quite a cult following. We are going to hear from Diana. We're going to hear Jenna DeWall as Diana and the cast with I Will. And then Judy Kaye, who played the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, in the show, singing An Officer's Wife from Diana.
They'll find out who you are. An unknown nervous girl, how did she get this far? So push those nerves aside. Time to get a grip. Just hold your head up high and pray that you don't trip. I will make him love me. I will prove that I can. And I will be all that they require, all that they require and demand.
They were stationed at a naval base in Malta, which was then part of the king's vast empire. The day she arrived, she knew things had changed. She was one of the girls, which seemed rather strange. She made her own plans. She wrote her own rules. She'd drive into town and leave home her jewels, an officer's wife. Oh, just an officer's wife. And for a time, her life seemed as ordinary as the other wives. At night, she would sleep so soundly in the arms of her sailor prince. He loved her so profoundly. They haven't felt such happiness since. She and her prince.
But then the king died.
Quite a scene. Photographers snapped her every move. This frightened young girl with so much to prove.
An officer's wife.
Whatever became of that officer's wife? All right, Diana. You and Charles are to be divorced. And your plans now?
Once the boys are older, I'd like to go to America.
A country unafraid to express its every emotion. You'll fit right in.
And they don't have princesses, so they'll allow me to be who I truly am. And perhaps this queen, perhaps one day she too may rediscover a bit of who she once was.
As I said, don't be foolish. Now she sometimes reflects on her unusual life, and that unusual year she was an officer's wife.
She never complained.
We're going to leap ahead to 2024 for the next musical at the Longacre. And as with Diana, we now have another biographical musical coming from La Jolla Playhouse to the Longacre, greeted with mostly negative reviews, a short run, and also developing a zealous cult following. This time it is Limpica, a musical about the artist Tamara de Limpica, that originally was commissioned by Yale Rep and premiered at the Williamstown Theater Festival in 2018 before ending up at La Jolla Playhouse in 2022 in pre-Broadway shape, although it would take 2 years to finally make the move to the Longacre. It did receive 3 Tony nominations, including actress and featured actress in a musical. The show starred Eden Espinoza, Tony nominee, Amber Eyman, also a Tony nominee, George Abood and Andrew Szymanski, and Beth Level, who we heard earlier in The Prom. The show, like I said, did not get great reviews when it opened on Broadway and only ran 41 performances, but did have a very, very avid fan base. We're going to hear Eden Espinoza singing I Will Paint Her, and then we'll hear George Abood in the cast with Perfection from the musical Limpica.
Thank you.
beauty on the Rue de Faubourg. Men stop lascivious panting. I can't move, I can't speak. Do her feet touch the ground? This goddess among us, this beauty. Beauty takes your breath, takes your breath. Beauty grabs your heart in its fist. Beauty leaves you lost, just the taste. Come back, beauty, come back. Let me breathe you, beauty. If I ever see her again, I will speak, ask her name, ask her back to my rooms. She will take off her clothes, lie down, and I will paint her. I will. Heart, stop! Am I losing my mind? She's just a woman who's pretty. But she's flesh and she's chrome, she is steel, she is bone. Her eyes looked right through me like nothing. If I ever see her again, I will speak. Take off her clothes, lie down, and I will paint her. I will paint her. Oh, paint her. I will. Is this how it feels when God sends you a muse and you let her? Have her portrait in my portfolio. Beauty takes my name, takes my soul. Beauty is a hand at my throat. Beauty, her mouth red with my blood. Come back, give back my soul. Let me love you, beauty. If I back to my rooms in the afternoon sun, inhale her perfume, take her coat, bend in close, smell the scent on her neck, smell the sweat on her skin, move her lips, put her hand on her breast, see her there in the light, and I will paint her. I will paint her. I will paint her. I will paint.
Broke the world in two. The world has irrevocably changed.
Yes, yes, yes.
We can't go back. Our innocence is gone. We are sober, broken creatures. And we need art that speaks to where we live now, with the knowledge of the knife's edge. But look at this. Trees, the river and trees. A street lamp glowing down on wet cobblestones. How very Parisian. It'll make some bourgeois housewife happy when she hangs it behind a couch. And speaking of couch, here we go. A nude reclining. Why do we ever need to see another goddamn naked woman? There is a new beauty in the world today. This is the age of the machine. Man now can dream of perfection. Oh. With speed and steel, flame spinning engine of the automobile machine. Perfection. Oh. Destroy the power. To perfection.
Speed the machine.
No more paintings of ballerinas. No more paintings of sad musicians. No more paintings of naked women or bowls of fucking fruit. All must be smashed. Rules are meant to be broken. Glorious destruction. Pave the way for truth!
In this new age of the machine, man now can dream of perfection. Oh.
With speed and steel, flame spinning engine of the automobile. Machine of perfection. Destroy the past. Destroy convention. Everything that hinders our ascension. The beauty of speed, the machine, the future's careening like a drunken thing. Hear it sing, feel the rush of the wind while the pistons push. Hear the whoosh of the engines that pass you by to the sky, filling up with machines.
The most recent musical to play the Long Acre was a jukebox musical using the songs of the Avett brothers to tell the story of a shipwreck and how the survivors turned to murder and cannibalism. Proved a bit too dark and difficult for most of the ticket-buying public to make Swept Away into a hit earlier this season. But many critics were impressed, and like Diana and Lampika, it also earned itself a very devoted fan base. Swept Away had a book by John Logan, starred John Gallagher Jr., Stark Sands, Adrian Blake Enscoe, and Wayne Duvall. It only lasted 48 performances, but it did produce a fantastic cast recording. We're going to hear a couple selections from it right now. We're going to hear Stark Sands and Adrian Blake Enscoe with Murder in the City. Then we're going to hear them along with Wayne Duvall and John Gallagher Jr. with A Gift for Melody Ann from Swept Away.
If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such is plenty, no need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, the things that I think of, no need to get over alarmed. I'm coming home. I wonder which brother is better, which one our parents love the most. I sure did get in lots of trouble, they seem to let the other go. Tear fell from my father's eyes. I wondered what my dad would say. He said, I love you and I'm proud of you both in so many different ways. If I get murdered in the city, go read the letter in my desk. Don't bother with all my belongings, pay attention to the list. Make sure my sister knows I loved her, make sure my mother knows the same. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Make sure my sister knows I loved her, make sure my mother knows the same. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Oh, 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 oh.
get square. I wanna get back all the hopes and dreams that I had that the good Lord above us can spare. Like the preacher said, I don't wanna lose heart. I don't wanna get beat down by the big, big world, or quit before I even start. Lord, I just want my life to be true.
Just want my life to be true.
And I just want my heart to be true.
Just want my heart to be true.
And I just want my words to be true.
Just want my words, my soul to feel.
I wanna hold hands, yeah, I wanna make love. And I wanna keep running all day and all night, even when my mind tells my body that's enough. And I wanna stand up, yeah, I wanna stand tall. If I ever have a son, if I ever have a daughter,
just want my words, my soul to feel brand, brand new, like a fresh coat of paint. We can make it anything but blue, anything but blue.
Now when your dreams start saying I can't come true, you'd be better off without me.
So considering the last three musicals that have played The Long Acre, Diana, Lempicka, and Swept Away, maybe The Long Acre is turning into the Broadway theater for quirky cult musicals. Next up at the theater in April, actually, is a very interesting entry as the team behind the 10-time Tony-winning musical The Band's Visit are returning to Broadway with the story of a hapless train robber, Elmer McCurdy, who was killed in a shootout and whose mummified corpse became a carnival and sideshow attraction and ultimately ended up hanging in a funhouse at an amusement park in Long Beach, California. Not the most likely subject for a musical, but when Dead Outlaw, which is what it's called, played off-Broadway last year, it swept all the Best Musical Awards, including Outer Critics Circle, Drama Desk, and New York Drama Critics Circle, so the transfer to Broadway was inevitable. We shall see how it does at this year's Tony Awards, and if it can turn into a long-running hit at the Long Acre. So keep an eye out. It opens, starts previews relatively soon, and it opens on April 27th. So keep an eye out. It has the entire off-Broadway cast. I'm looking forward to it. I will be in New York at the end of April, beginning of May, so I will be catching Dead Outlaw, and I will report back and let you know what I think. So that concludes. We don't have any music, unfortunately, to play from Dead Outlaw because they haven't released a cast recording yet, but I'm sure there's going to be one coming. In any case, I hope you enjoyed that look back at the musical history of The Long Acre as we went all the way from Leave It to Jane with P.G. Wodehouse and Jerome Kern all the way to Cannibal Shipwreck Survivors from Swept Away. So join me again next week for another episode of the Broadway Radio Show right here. And remember, there's an email link here on the website if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions. I love to hear from you.